Welcome, everyone. You are listening to the Dr. Pat Show. This is our birthday. This is our birthday right here on BBSRadio.com. And we are launching Dr. Pat's new Street Smart Spirituality Show right here, right now on BBSRadio.com. This is a very, very exciting moment for us. We are honored to be part of this powerhouse lineup of people that are taking their message out into the world so that they can live life full out. That is our theme. That's what we're doing. And I could not think of a better way to launch this show, this birth date. You know, we've been joking that we've been kind of hovering in the birth canal, and now here we are. We're bringing our regular Monday through Friday show that we have out of a Seattle station right here to BBS Radio right now in this hour every week at 6 o'clock at this time. And who did I bring on the show to launch this Street Smart Spirituality Hour but the one and only Carol Barbeau? Now, let me just tell you a little bit about Carol, and those of you that are listening, you know you already have the phone number. I'm expecting the phones to be jumping off the hook very, very soon. And here's what I want to say. From birth, Carol has been connected into the energies of this earth from a spiritual basis. Now, I'm just going to give you the line about it, but you're going to get a minute when you're listening to her that you're going to know exactly what I'm talking about. Spirituality is being what we do daily, not just what we do on Sunday. That's what BBS Radio is about. That's what this show is about. And that's what we're here to bring you every week so that you can get in touch with the divinity that is already inside of you and do it in a fun way, do it in a powerful way. And we're going to be talking about everything from sex to spirituality with the theme of living life full out. Now, at age 14, Carol Barbeau began as a healthcare professional. Now, she began doing this interlaced with alternative healing. In 1963, she started studying with Marilyn Holder in Raleigh, North Carolina, to hone in her skills as an astrologer. And so today, we're bringing you Carol Barbeau, who is a counselor, minister, neurolinguistic programming counselor, timeline therapist, practitioner, hypnotherapist, as well as teaching tarot, numerology, meditation, and astrology. And as you have heard in all of my email blasts, that this show is for you, live readings and a great conversation about what's going on in the month of May, what we can expect in June, and what in the heck is going on this planet. Carol Barbeau, thank you for doing the birthday show.
Thanks for having me, Pat. I'm really excited about this.
Let me ask you this question. Out of all of the things you've done, and here you are on BBS, you know, I've got to ask you the question that I have asked everyone from the day that I started doing radio. And the question is this. All of the work you're doing, everything you're doing, brand new website, and for those of you that want her website, it's carolbarbeau.com, CarolBarbeau.com. What are some of the obstacles, what are some of the challenges that you personally have had to overcome to bring you to this very moment?
Wow. I guess life is not as I would have expected it, and that's probably a very good thing. I lost a husband at 53 and lost everything we had financially, and I had a hospital job, was also doing my other work, and when he died, there was kind of nothing financially, but I knew that I was supposed to help people help themselves, and to do that, I had to help myself. And so I brought in a very good friend and business partner, Sean Locke, and he helped me through a lot of things. I began to connect up with a lot of other people, and I've always said my work is just helping people help themselves, turning the light on so they can see where the door is. And that work has carried me through just pretty much whatever has come at me. So it hasn't been an easy path, but boy, it's been an exciting one.
Yeah, I know it has. And, you know, I love you. I love you, Carol. One of the things I want to get back to is something that you said, is that what you're doing is you're helping people, turning the light on. So there's this saying that the light is on and nobody's home, but that's not what we're talking about. There is someone home. We just have to wake up and realize how magnificent we are, don't we?
Absolutely. I love that saying in Auntie Mame, you know, life's a banquet and most poor fools are starving to death. So sometimes we have our eyes closed so tightly that we can't really see the light, because it's going to mean that we need to take a step and open that door. And I guess that's probably the thing I enjoy most about my life is helping people just take a tiny peek, and then they can see how wonderful it is and open their eyes wide.
Well, you know, I love what you've done on your website, and I want to just let everyone know that what we have here at bbsradio.com is two amazing individuals that have launched a fabulous network, and they have now provided a toll-free telephone number. I guess it's from pretty much around the world, but I guess they'll correct me if it's not. I want to make sure you have it right now in case you've got questions, want to get hooked up in the queue. Call in and get lined up, and that is 1-877-876-5227. That's 1-877-876-5227. And Carol is going to be doing mini readings for us today, and I'm going to chime in, because what I do is I help people live life full out. So between us, if we're not turning on that 1,000-watt light bulb, I don't know what's going to turn it on for you. Don't you think, Carol?
I think between the two of us, you know, we might be more wattage than than they can handle. And on top of what's going on in the sky out there right now, we've got some fabulous energy that is about finding your joy and living juicy. And I remember when I met you, I was like, wow, this is a woman after my own heart.
And we just kind of, you know, energetically connected with each other. Let's talk about this for a minute. You know, I went in and I looked at your what you said for May. And in May, you come out and you say, happy birthday, Taurus and Gemini sun signs.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about that. And for those of you that would like to read these articles and take some time to find out more about what Carol's doing, of course, I mentioned before, www.carolbarbeau.com, and you will be able to take a peek at what she says. You talk about the fifth month of a number 8 year. What does that mean?
Well, numerology, there's a vibration from 1 to 9, 1 being beginning, 9 being ending. And when you add the year together, an 8 year for all of us is about reward, respect, and recognition. So it's kind of like turning on the light on for all of us, seeing what it is that we need to do. And May is always a number 5 month, which is a number of change. 5 is the number of change. And so we've got this 5 energy all around us of change, change, and more change. And I always say, you know, that's a hard word for a lot of people. A lot of people don't reverberate well with that, but that's what growth is about. That's what living is about. So we're in the midst of some very fascinating shifts and changes, and so as it changes in the sky, it does change the planet. Now, I don't believe that the sky controls our life, but watch the tides. You know, this is how powerful the moon is. It brings that water in and takes it back out again. It doesn't mean you can't keep your boat hooked up to the dock when it's coming in, but there is a powerful pull to it. So astrology to me is going with the tide and using that tide instead of just, you know, trying to hang on really tight and not let yourself flow in the direction that your soul perhaps wants to take you.
So this is not the time to dig in and
oh my God, no.
No. This is to let go of that white knuckle feeling, isn't it? You know,
I think I said to you on the Dr. Pat show a couple of weeks ago, you know, whatever plans and everything you have, put them on wheels and just be really ready to move them, because often I have a concept of what I want and there's something a lot better waiting for me. So it's that, you know, I want $1 million, and maybe there's 50 waiting for you, and you're blocking everything.
Oh, you know, I know that there's a couple of folks from New Jersey listening that absolutely, absolutely wanted to hear that statement. And, you know, let's talk about this in the context of this show. This is the birth show, so to speak. And, you know, we're talking about the month of May. You and I have kind of looked at the radio and how that's evolved into my life. And for those of you just tuning in, I want to welcome you to our birth show. We're calling this the Dr. Pat Show, the Street Smart Spirituality Hour. I am Dr. Pat Basile. I have a radio show Monday through Friday out of Seattle, and I'm really honored to be on BBS Radio. We are going to be bringing you leaders in the field of human potential, people like Carol Barbeau. We're going to be bringing them to you each and every week right here so that you can live life full out. We're welcoming your calls. We're welcoming your questions. And a very special show today with Carol. She will do live readings right here on air. You ask her the question, she will help you work through it. 1-877-876-5227. That's 1-877-876-5227. Carol, you know, coming on the air, here we are in May, mid-May as a matter of fact, you launching this show, how would you describe the work that you do? I mean, some people would call you a psychic, some people would call you an intuitive. What does all of that mean for the people that are listening to the show that are wondering, should I call in right now?
Well, you know, I think we all kind of know the answers, and I think most psychics pick that energy up from other people. I don't think that there is a whole lot out there that is truly preordained. I think we make most of our destiny. We make it first in our mind by our thoughts and our beliefs of what we can be, and then we go on to create that for good or not so good sometimes, you know. A belief about yourself can grow. And I guess my whole life has been about changing beliefs, and it's gotten more so. So if people want to know what's upcoming for them, like there's a door opening, and on the other side of that door is a relationship or a different job or a move, but they do have the choice whether they go through that door or not. Very seldom are we propelled. I think even death is something that we make an agreement with somehow, that this is what's going to happen. So I think psychic, I think we're all psychic. I've always prayed that before I died, everybody in the world would be saying, hey, I'm a psychic. I believe it.
You know, what stops us from believing that we have the power within to really create our reality, to create our lives? I mean, what is it that's blocking people? Because if you look at the planet and what's going on today, across the globe, one would think that we have absolutely turned off the light and are not paying attention of the divinity within us to create the kind of lives we want. What is going on?
But you know, Pat, that's not true. That's the newspaper and the television. They play on the sensationalism. That's not what's going on. There's your show, and look how you're growing and prospering, and there's clubs like the Bluebird of Happiness, and another person and I created a Light Healers Yahoo group, and my God, there were 50 people within 24 hours that wanted to join to do prayer or help work with other people, and they weren't, you know, they're nice, ordinary, normal folks, the bank tellers at the bank, you know, the policeman down the street, the guy at the grocery store. These aren't, you know, somebody sitting on a mountaintop in a robe contemplating their navel. You know, they're normal people. And so I think it's just that public media. This is why this radio show and the shows that you're doing are really shedding light that there is something else going on. It's almost like it's an underground culture, but once you get into it, you go, oh my gosh, look at all the options that there are out there to connect up with people who do believe that there's hope and do believe the world can be better and do believe, you know, a smile at the post office shifts somebody's day. So I truly believe we are our own fortune tellers just by what you go into expecting each day. And that doesn't mean I always have great days, but it does mean that at the end of the day I look and hope I did my best and see what I need to shift with the next day. So there is a lot of light out there, Pat, and you're one of the ones carrying the banner, and there in the groups that I know, a person who exports planes from Boeing helps people with essential oils and herbs, and another person who works at an insurance company is a gifted herbalist. And, you know, just in my immediate circle, I have people who have, like, normal jobs that yet are doing wonderful work out in the world.
Well, you know, I was so touched today, I looked up what you talk about when you talk about the magic in the days of the week and their colors, and I looked up Wednesday. And I want to read what I picked up from Wednesday. I don't think it's a mistake that we're doing this show on Wednesday, by the way. But it says this about Wednesday. Wednesday is a yang, or male energy, ruled by the planet of communications, Mercury. Wednesday's colors are yellows, grays, violets, so forth and so on. And then you go on to say, Wednesday has the energies of mental clarity, communications, writing, strategy, young people, knowledge, business negotiations, teaching, and then it all, you also go on to say addictions, reason, debt, fear, loss, self-improvement, and healing. This day is also good for groups and travel. When we look at the days and when we look at energies and when we look at colors and vibrations, what is the way that we can open our eyes to be more aware of how to bring in the light and let go of the dark? How can we look at the days? How can we look at the colors and call in for us the absolute energy that we want in our lives?
Well, you know, there's a ton of books and websites and all kinds of things, but for me, it's a little bit of a no-brainer. How does something make me feel? The color yellow, you know, in Asian cultures lines up with that chakra in the center of your belly that's the power and the passion for life and the juice to know that you can get anything you want. And how many of us look at yellow and don't kind of feel uplifted? Red is passionate. And yet I go into groups and everybody's got black on, which I like black myself, and I always wear something, you know, black slacks or something, because I'm heavy. But boy, those colors, you know, the color yellow and green, that lime green that's coming in now, that's because people are trying to mix their heart energy with the courage to know they can do something. And they, and I don't think these manufacturers know they're putting this color out, because that's what it is, but it's in every store, every place you look. So paying attention to what makes you feel good and being surrounded with that as much as possible. You know, I try to do on my website the daily herbs and oils and colors and stuff like that, along with the astrological energies. But I try to also teach a little bit about, you know, a little bit of lemon in your water is a natural upper, or orange, you know, tangerine. Those are, you don't have to go to the doctor and get a prescription or to your local drug dealer on the corner to get an up energy. There's natural things all around us. So, I have a whole list of references that I'm happy to send people, and yet isn't the truest source with you, Pat, of what how you feel about something? I mean, I'm sitting here looking at bright orange paper and bright green paper in front of me, and those colors make me feel better.
I do, too. I mean, if you looked at the email blast that we sent out introducing the show, you know, and our new colors, you definitely see the gold starburst with the orange, of course, and, you know, using a lot of orange, integrated it with blue. So there clearly, I do feel a different way when I look at different colors. I mean, it clearly, there's a whole new field of therapy out there now that looks at art and that looks at art color and color and how that works together. I want to, you know, just let everyone know, Carol, you mentioned earlier that you formed a Yahoo group of healers. Is that open for, how does that work? How can people find out more about that?
Well, because we didn't want it to get real nutty with, you know, people sending us inappropriate stuff, we have it as an invite. But, you know, I've got a ton of people I send a monthly report out to, and I said, if you want to join, send me an email at carolastro@carolbarbeau.com, and I'll send you the little invite thing. You click on it. You know, we send you the little thing that, you know, the group is for people to help each other. Dakara Keys and myself put this together, and it's just a way for people to connect. So somebody 2 weeks ago broke both of her legs and in an auto accident, and I hear via the grapevine that within maybe 25 minutes of sending that out that two people were at the hospital with her.
Wow.
So it's, you know, they send me an email or Dakara@Dakara.com, and we tell them what the group is about. If they're interested in joining, we send them an invite, and they're in. I don't think of myself particularly as a healer, but this seemed like something that needed to be done, and so it's out there now.
Okay. So that's how they can connect with you about the group, and that would be Carol Astro at Carol Barbeau, CarolBarbeau.com. And if you send an email to CarolAstro@CarolBarbeau.com, you can connect with her, and she will help you find out more about the healing group. Let's take a moment, if we could, and talk about the transition in May and then what we can expect in June. And you and I have talked briefly about this whole idea of the new moon and then the full moon and all of that. And we just went through the full moon on May 12th, I believe. Is that right?
Absolutely. In Scorpio, no less, in a water sign. So everybody's a bit more emotional than normal. And that water, in astrology, there's the four elements: fire, which is passion, earth, which is building, air, which is ideas, and water, which is emotions. And the water energy has come on this earth astrologically very strong, as well as in natural disasters this last year. Uranus, the energy of change, the planet of change, a year and a half ago, entered the sign of Pisces. And in March, we had our first Pisces eclipse in 18 years, and that water energy is echoed by a grand trine of planets in the sky in water right now.
Wow.
So the Dalai Lama, I am quoting him because someone I know who was recently at an event that he was at, and he spoke of the water being representational of we on this planet not knowing how to really feel. We've lost the sense of connection to each other, so that the energy coming of water is to hook us into our own feelings. I mean, if you hold something up in your hand before you take a bite of it and kind of get a sense of it, you'll know whether you're supposed to eat it or not. That's feelings. That's some of the natural abilities that we have on this planet that we just stifled. And when you watch so much violence and stuff, you tend to stifle emotions. So how to deal with this grand trine of water is to get in touch with how a color makes you feel, how you feel looking at a tree, how you feel listening to water. So the feeling stuff, Pat, is very strong. Until the 26th of this month, we have this full moon, which is a really, really great time to let go of old belief systems that don't suit you anymore. The planet, which represents ideas, Mercury on the 19th moves to Gemini, and the next day the Sun moves to Gemini, and man, it's just like doorways to connections. And I think this is what's going to carry a lot of our energy, is us connecting to other people who can help us either revive our dream or keep our dream alive, keep our belief alive. I think that connections to others is really important in May and June, and to recognize feelings for what they are, something that needs to be dealt with.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely, because we're really getting to the place where we're stuffing them. And I was talking about it on the radio today, talking about the billions of dollars that are spent on antidepressants, mm-hmm. and what we're doing to really just shut ourselves down and to become numb. And connecting is what this show is about. For those of you that are just tuning in, I'm Dr. Pat Basile. We are launching on bbsradio.com right now the Street Smart Spirituality Hour with me, Dr. Pat, and my special guest today, Carol Barbeau. If you have questions, comment, if you would like a reading from Carol right now, live, if you're stuck, if you want some help getting unstuck, The number here is 1-877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. We'd love to hear from you. And connect, because that's what we're talking about. You know, we had a very emotional moment earlier today on the program. We started the Gift a Day campaign, which means that every day in the month of May, we are giving a gift away on the radio on my Seattle show. And we also are going to be starting that right here on BBS. And what that means is that every day there's something we give away. Well, we started this campaign, Carol, about, I'd say the last week in April, and we went out and we asked our sponsors, we asked a number of different people, would they like to contribute? The response was overwhelming. For the month of May, we have over $10,000 worth of products and services being contributed. Today, Dr. Nusheen Darvish selected one of 30 applicants to participate in the Change Your Body, Change Your Life program. It's a program where you can alter the body connection, alter how your body configuration is, build up muscle mass, reduce fat, and you get your own personal trainer, over $4,600 worth of services, products. The response today
excuse me for breaking in.
Sure.
I apologize. I was wondering, are you taking calls?
Yes, we are.
Okay, I will put a caller on right away. It'll take me about 5 seconds.
Thank you so much. But the response was very emotional. Yep, we're taking calls. We'd love to have you. Sure, put on our caller as soon as you can. But you, in response, it is about emotion. Wow, we have a caller. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show.
Hello?
Hi, can you hear us?
Yes.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for calling in. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Do you have a question for Carol?
Well, two things. I heard the beginning, and I had to turn this down so that I could hear on the phone. But I heard about the chaos and to let go. That's easier said than done. And I also heard just before I called about a reading, and I wasn't sure what that was about.
Well, letting go of chaos, yeah, that is hard. And the reading is that I'm willing to answer as many questions as I can on the air for you here. So do you have a question specifically?
When's the chaos going to stop?
She must be reading our minds. I think she's reading my mind.
9 million years from now.
Okay, I'm not ready for that answer.
The chaos is the world speeding up, is things speeding up. And I believe that it is a part of our soul signed on to come on at this time because there's something that we needed to learn from this. So specifically what I am struggling with myself, because I think we're all struggling with something right now, is how to slow down because everything around me is so fast. So I do breathing exercises. I try to meditate. I go outside, look at the water. I try to clear my mind as frequently as I can of the clutter. And then one of the things I'm doing also is looking at what needs to be done versus what has to be done. Does that make any sense?
Yes. That's
my floor needs to be vacuumed.
Good. When you do yours, come to my house.
Well, mine's not getting it either. So I have a choice. I could spend 15 minutes this morning whipping the vacuum cleaner out and picking up some cat hair, or I could go sit out by this little creek. And I chose that 15 minutes for the creek. Now, I don't always make that choice, but the days that I do make a choice like that, the noise calms down around me. The chaos calms down. It doesn't suck me in as much. So there's meditation tapes. There are, and I learned to meditate with a house full of teenagers and a husband who was not working and drinking and a whole lot of things. And I would take the tape in the car to the hospital with me and sit in the hospital parking lot and listen to the tape with an egg timer for 15 minutes We opened a new hospital. So I know you can snatch pieces out.
Are you listening to the PBS show?
Uh-huh.
So does that make any sense to you?
Yes, it does.
She's doing reading, so you may want to get
And I've tried... Hello?
Yeah, I don't know.
Pat, are you talking?
It wasn't me. It was Pat.
Oh,
Pat
okay.
Said something to somebody.
Okay. Yes, it makes a lot of sense. And then when you come out from that, well, what you're calling meditation or walking or just relaxing
mm-hmm.
or whatever, it just feels like it starts up again. And
I have a suggestion. If you'll email me, I'll be glad to send you some of the referral things that I use. One is something called the Daily Om that comes to me on email, and I print it out, and so much of it are tips and hints. And I will tell you this, the more you do something,
uh-huh.
the more it becomes ingrained as a part of you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, things like peripheral vision, I'm very lucky. I've got a business partner who's a young male who's just had so much training, Sean Locke, in this. And he's taught me peripheral vision, which is to concentrate on a spot and then let your eyes kind of float away, and different stress-reducing techniques. And if you'll email me, I'll be more than happy to share as much with you as I can.
Oh, that would be great.
Thank you.
Where are you calling from?
New Jersey.
You come from New Jersey?
Yes.
Wow, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Now, let me give you Carol's email address.
Okay.
Carol, it's Carol Astro, CarolAstro, at carolbarbeau.com. And that's BarbeaU.com.
Okay.
And please do email me, because I have a whole lot of suggestions, and I know something will resonate within you of those suggestions.
Okay, that's good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you so much for calling.
Wow,
that was great, Carol. And, you know, as we're doing the show, I'm getting calls on my cell phone from people trying to do a reading with you on my cell phone. Don't you love it?
Good. That's what you were saying.
We have to point them in the right direction if you'd like to participate in this show and get connected with Carol. Let me give you the number to call. 1-877-876-5227. 1-877-876-5227. Let's shout out to New Jersey, that is on our birthday show, our first caller from my home state. New Jersey, right there.
And now we have another caller.
And now because they've stopped calling my cell phone. This is what I love.
We'll put them on in a few seconds.
Thank you so much.
I won't even ask how they got your cell phone number, Pat.
I won't even ask either. It's kind of an, you know, the cell phone, I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, okay, wow, that's interesting. But it's really wonderful to be able to take this out. And you did say this is, you know, we're talking about communication here.
Yes. From all levels, right? Even your cell phone.
Cell phones and emails as we're doing the show. What's the number to call in? All right, well, we're going to make sure everyone knows this number to call in, letting everybody talk about it. The emails keep coming in about this radio show. It sounds like we are getting the message out there. So I wonder if we ever, if our caller's on the line now.
Yes.
Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
This is Genevieve, and I'm from Camino Island, Washington.
Camino Island and Genevieve. Wow. Let me introduce you to Carol Bobo. I'm Dr. Pat. This is the Dr. Pat Show, Street Smart Spirituality, with my guest today, Carol Bobo. Do you have a question for Carol, or do you just want to chat with us?
Well, basically, I guess I was just interested in a reading, like what you see for me, what's happening for me, my future.
Wow. Okay. You live on a nice island, I can tell you that. I like Camino. I live in Edmonds, not too far. You know, I would have to say, what are you making happen? Because, again, I don't think that many things come to us without us creating an opening. So do you have a specific thing that you would like to know about?
Well, I'm changing my whole career, and I've been having some money issues, and I'm really been working hard to turn that around, so I'm just wondering if I'm going to be successful with that.
Do you love what you're doing, your new career?
Yes.
Then you will, because you're going to put the energy and the time and everything into it. I know that sounds funky to say that, but the thing is that you can make $100,000 a year in a job you hate and spend $200,000, and you can make $750,000, $70,000 in something you love, and that really works much better than all the money did. But if you're into something that you really care about, I would say that there's a fixed square of planets in the sky right now, and there is some challenging stuff out there, and that's only to strengthen our dedication and us to be really sure what we want to go for. Somebody asked me the other day, what is this planet Jupiter, which is about more, and optimism in Scorpio, what's this about? And I said, it's about to make us feel more. And she said, well, that stinks. And I said, only if you're thinking about things that are going to make you feel unhappy. So if you're putting your energy towards something new that you really believe in and you love, it will work. But I do keep seeing like 90 days. You know, I keep hearing 90 days. Can you hold out for 90 days?
Yes.
Okay. Then you're going to be fine.
90 days. That would be September, right?
Uh-huh. And there's a couple of eclipses in September also. What's your sun sign?
Gemini.
Oh, we're coming into your time. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah, and you're going to have a lot of planets moving into Gemini, too. So that's going to open up. I don't know if you heard earlier, I was talking about connections, connections, connections. And that is really what I'm feeling with you. So I don't know if you're selling something or something that you have to tell people about. Is that what's going on?
Did you hear the question?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Is that what's happening?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you need to make connections. So email me and I'll give you a whole lot of connections. That's the I've got a bunch of things up here that you could hook into. Go ahead.
No, that sounds great. I'd love to do that.
Yeah, and it feels like you need to just meet up with more people, connect up with more people. Somehow more people, more money is what I'm kind of seeing.
Yeah, I think that's definitely true.
Okay, well,
that's
I'll look
wonderful.
Forward to hearing from you.
Thank you so much.
All right, let me make sure that you have Carol's email address. For those of you listening and want to hook up with Carol, you can get her at Carol Astro, CarolAstro, at CarolBarbeau.com. That is CarolBarbeau.com. And she's going to connect you with a whole lot of things. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye. Wow. So, Carol, you know, tell me a little bit. I mean, I don't know much about Gemini, and we just talked about May. And I have some relationship with Taurus. Of course, it's my rising sign. And, you know, but I am clueless about the whole Gemini thing.
I don't think you are. Gemini is your money area, Pat.
Okay, then I'm not clueless. There's no way am I clueless about that. I'm going to take all of that back.
That's where you have Gemini is on the doorway to your area that has to do with money and values. And that's why you're so multifaceted that you want to do this and that. And you know, you're reaching in so many directions. So, yeah, you know, you've got a sun sign. But the fact is the second house in astrology is not just your money, but it's your belief system. And with that being Gemini, Gemini is about let's get more information in. Let's get more communication. Let's have multiple streams of income if it's in the money area. Let's have more than one way. Let's explore possibilities. Let's connect up with other people. Let's talk. How's that sound?
Well, you know, what's interesting, Carol, that you say that is that we just spent last weekend, for those of you that are not connected with the daytime show, let me give out you my website because that is the easiest way, as Carol just pointed out, the easiest way to find out anything about anything that's going on with us is to go to the website, which is www.thedrpatshow.com, www.thedrpatshow.com, and find out all of the things we're doing. We've just come off the Sacred Activism Weekend. And the Sacred Activism is an event that was held in Seattle, Washington. And what it was the first of many that will be held across the country. There were people there like Carolyn Mace, Dr. Jean Houston, Barbara Marx Hubbard, Paul Ray, and what I want to say, Marianne Williamson, Jim Garrison, many local people. And this was a call for us to connect, a call to get in touch with the things that are really important to us. And so, you know, I'm coming off a weekend where I was around 1,000 people in close quarters, all sharing from a very personal level, all committing to the way that they want to take their lives and their action out into the world. So I get a sense that that's what you're talking about, and then some. Am I right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is growing. I mean, it's the ability to people to reach out. I mean, I had a client the other night that lives on a mountaintop and lives in his camper, and he's wanting to connect up with, he wanted websites and spiritual groups and this and that and the other, and he'd never read Wayne Dyer or Deepak or anything, but, you know, I sent him home with a couple of books, and he was calling me back, and within 20 hours that he'd read both books, and so there's nobody going to tell me that there isn't a growth of desire to connect. And so I sent him this list of websites and people I have of connecting, because I think this is a hard path by ourselves, and we're taught fear and isolation, and we watch it, you know, rapes and murders and stuff on TV, and we think that's the world out there. And if that's what you expect from the world, it's almost like you draw that to you. I'm afraid of spiders, and I have more spiders living with me than they say, oh, there's that woman that's scared of us. Here we go. So you attract that which you put your attention to. You and I both know. Remember when I met you, I said, Crashbusters, and I knew exactly what you did. It was like, wow, she helps people break through that crust, that barrier that keeps them from living juicy.
Exactly. And for those of you that are not familiar with this show, let me just mention that this is the Dr. Pat Show. We are new. This is our birthday right here on bbsradio.com. We're right here bringing the show to you. We call this hour the Street Smart Spirituality Hour. And Carol is referring to my, you know, one of the first concepts that I decided to bring out into the world. And we have a website that talks about it. It is called Crust Busting, CrustBusting. And the website, of course, right now is crustbusting.com. But what we're talking about is breaking free of all of the things that stop us from living life full out. And I just happen to call it crust because in my own life, Carol, I have really seen, you know, and felt that I had some light inside me. But year after year after year, the light kept getting thin, and I started to feel like I was all heavy over encrusted. And as a matter of fact, I have these characters that I talk about, Crusty and Crustine. Because they represent sort of a way to look at what some of the struggles are without really judging ourselves and damaging ourselves and beating ourselves up. That really doesn't serve either you nor me or anyone out there, does it?
No, it doesn't. And you know, all of us were told something as a child or something by someone we loved or something negative about ourselves. Or even worse, we do that negative self-talk, you know, and beat ourselves up. Lord knows I have been probably the most guilty of that. But I know when I replace that with, you know, I didn't get everything done I wanted to do today, but boy, I got a lot, and I bet I got a lot more done than most people did. And that shifts it. I mean, it makes this shift within my mind. I'm big on affirmations, but I'm big on believable affirmations, Pat. You know?
Yes.
Somebody tells me I'm 20 and skinny and gorgeous, and I'm like, yeah, right. But if you tell me I'm healthier today and getting healthier every day and feeling better and looking better, I can buy that one.
Oh, I can plug into that, too. And each and every one of you that are listening to this show, you can plug into it as well. Let me just give you the number again in case you're just plugging in and just turning on bbsradio.com. The number to call in, this is a toll-free number, by the way, which is 1-877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. And, you know, I'm here with my guest, Carol Barbeau. Fabulous work that she's doing. She is a counselor, a minister, neuro-linguistic programmer, a timeline therapist, practitioner, hypnotherapist, as well as a teacher of tarot, numerology, meditation, and astrology. And when you've got a problem, she's going to help you bust through it.
That's what this show is. It is our birthday show, and we're thrilled to be here. You know, Carol, as we talked about the month of May, you know, you kind of end, I think, your newsletter by saying, so how about you creating your own baby this month, a project, a class, a relationship, friendship group, or maybe a move for someone of you. This is the month to move forward. When you move and we have this conversation about June, and we're looking at the month that we're coming in, Gemini and Cancer, and you start to talk about what this month is, of course we have June 21st. How would you summarize the month of June, what we can expect, what we can bring into our lives for this month, and talk a little bit about what we might go through as the days change in the month of June?
Well, I would best, there is not one person out there that doesn't feel like something is long overdue.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, that one, that just hit a nerve.
And this is going to increase.
Okay.
There is an energy out there that is trying to push us towards creating something, and yet there's a little bit of confusion about what it is for some of us that we're supposed to create. So that new moon on the 26th, actually the 24 hours before that new moon, if everybody would sit down with that moon in Taurus, that real rich, wonderful building energy on the 25th, sit down and take 10 minutes, clear your mind, ask whoever, whatever you believe in, to come in and give you an idea of the first step. And then that new moon on the 26th in Gemini, and that's 10:26 p.m. here in Seattle, that's West Coast time, that is the doorway to connect up with the people who are going to help you with that next step. And then June 3rd, there's an energy of the planet that represents ideas moving into water. Here we go. How do I feel about it? Yeah, it moves into Cancer. But Mars, which is about action, moves into Leo. And since the planet, which is about accountability, is in Leo right now, this is about finding your passion. And that first week of June has some rather wild and crazy energy to it, and I'm going on vacation, thank you, during this one. It is very much challenging us as to the people we have in our lives.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it's does this person belong or do they not belong? And those who are my clients out there listening know that I'm never going to tell you that. I'm going to try to encourage you to find that answer for yourself. But it's really kind of a process of growth, and who's in the way of my growth, and who's on my team, and who's maybe on the opposing team, and have I brought those people maybe home with me? So that full moon that we have on Sunday, June 11th in Sagittarius has a lot of truth-seeking energy in it. It's kind of no bull anymore, no holding back. This is the way it has to be. And people seem to really begin to get their feet under them by Father's Day. And there's a feeling that a whole lot of people are going to be on the road there by that. The summer solstice every year is when the sun goes into Cancer, and that's June 21st. So the feeling with that time is, okay, now I know. Now I have an idea, and now I've done a lot of the weeding, I've done a lot of the processing. And then we head into that dark of the moon period on the 24th with the moon in Gemini, ideas, and then we've got another new moon in Cancer on the 25th of June. By that time, I'm going to guess that a lot of those people that are spinning their wheels in the dust right now are going to be up on the road moving. And I think that's going to be a good thing. In July, we have a Mercury retrograde, which I think is a good time to reconfigure your life. So I'm going to be the only astrologer you're going to hear going to say good things about Mercury retrograde.
Well, let's talk about that for a minute, because I think that, you know, I'm kind of on the same page as you. I have not had sort of the experience that a lot of people have when Mercury goes into retrograde. I know clearly for me that, you know, I have to pay attention to more detail, as I think I have to do anyway.
But I'm not one of these people that says Mercury in retrograde, woe is me. How did Mercury in retrograde get that rap, and is it true?
You know, I think that if I believe the cat is going to bite me, and I think that enough, he's probably going to bite me. there is a lot of documented information that things have to be redone and reprocessed and gone back over during this time. But is that belief simply because enough people have believed it for long enough that they've created the energy, or if it really is the planet? I'm not sure, but I have always refused to be defined by a planet up there in the sky. I think they're there to help us, and sometimes they help us by slowing us down. So I've never worried about my computer and whatever Mercury retrograde, but I sure hear a lot of bad raps on this from other people. But is it because they believe that, or because it's real? So every astrologer I know will be hammering at my door in 10 minutes.
Right.
It's just a time of reprocessing, reconnecting, rethinking, reviewing, reassessing, reaffirming, recommitting, repairing. I mean, all of those are wonderful re-words, right?
Yes, they're great. They're great.
So I kind of, we've been doing some workshops on Mercury retrograde, Sean and myself, because he does neurolinguistic programming and the mind mapping stuff, and I do the astrology end of it, and trying to do some shifts around this for people into looking forward to Mercury retrograde times. And July 4th, this planet goes backwards, and it goes backwards in a fire sign and backs into water. We have 4 Mercury retrogrades this year in water signs. And what that means is we're reassessing our emotions. And how many of us like to do that?
Raise your hand out there if you like to do that.
There might be one lonely little Scorpio out there that might say yes.
There might be somebody out there. But, you know, I'm looking at the, you know, the moon in Sagittarius because that's my, you know, that's my sign.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, how many people like to back into water? I got to tell you, I don't even go near it.
Well, and maybe that's the problem, because I don't really know sometimes. You know, I can do life 911, and trust me, a couple of hundred emails a day and clients, and, you know, life is pretty fast-paced for me. But I can do 911, or I can sit down and I can get really clear on exactly what I need to be doing. And a part of this process now is for all of us. This is one of the reasons of the Light Healer group, is so many people wanting help from me. And I thought, wow, if we could shuffle all these people into one group that want to help, it wouldn't all just be on me. And then people would have a venue to go to when they needed something. So if someone needs something, needs help or healing, they go on to that group. You know, we put their email out there so they can connect up with the people who have the resources. So connection, Pat, that's what you're doing, honey. You're providing a plug for people to plug into, to get connected to the resources.
Well, and, you know, we're doing it very naturally, because I heard you talk to one of the callers before and talk to her about doing what she loves. You know, it took me a while, Carol. You know that I started doing radio really by mistake, dialed the wrong number and got somebody who said, do a radio show, and I said yes. But when I said yes at the time, I didn't know exactly what I was saying yes to. I wasn't really clear, and you know, I really thought that I could do this by myself, but it got to a point last year where, you know, our dreams were bigger. You know, people wanted more. I loved what I was doing. And I needed to turn around to Spirit and say, please send me some help. Help me get the word out to as many people as possible, because my goal is to help people live life full out. And you have been very supportive of that. You have truly enabled, you know, me to really step into that next realm. And that happened to me last September, when I truly said, not only do I love this, but I love it and I want to do this, as far as I know right now, for a very long time.
Well, that's that tide and that doorway open. And Pat, if we quit fighting, you know, and we people have this concept of what's important, and this world has really kind of turned us askew that we're judged by our car or our house or how thin we are or whatever, you know, and that's not really real values. And you're trying to teach people what's really important, because no matter who you are, you can't stay thin forever, you can't stay rich forever, you can't have the best house or the newest car. But what you can have is personal growth and be better. Every night when you go to bed, you can be a better person than you were the day before. You can have that. Nobody can take that from you. And that, I think, is what you're bringing out in people, and that's what you're encouraging people to realize, that that's a real value. Yeah.
Well, and we're thrilled, you know. Thank you, Carol, and you're doing this as well. And, you know, we want to thank everybody for listening, because this is our birthday show. I am thrilled Carol Bobo was able to join us here today. We have just all of the best in terms of what we are willing to do here with BBS Radio. We're loving what they're doing. We love the energy we've plugged into. We are so thrilled to be part of this powerhouse lineup here on BBSRadio.com. And, you know, in closing the show, Carol, I want to make sure that everyone has your website and phone number and contact information, and let's give it to them.
Okay, my phone number is 425-776-4382, and my email is carolastro, CAROLASTRO, at carolbarbeau.com, CAROLBARBEAU.com. You can probably Google me. I've got enough stuff out there in articles and write for enough stuff now that you shouldn't have any trouble finding me.
All right, we're going to Google you, and don't forget, if you want to find out anything about the Dr. Pat Show, all of the places we're broadcasting, all of the programs, all of the discounts from our sponsors, www.thedrpatshow.com, drpatshow.com. Loving you all. Thank you, Carol. Next week, right here on BBS, Sonia Choquette, we're going to be talking about touching and tapping into your vibes. Thank you so much, Carol. Happy birthday to us.
Thank you for having me. You have a great week, Hunt.
Thank you.
Everybody out there.
Everyone out there, make yourselves a fabulous week. Thank you to BBSRadio.com for bringing us on, and we're loving doing this. Don't forget, tap into my friend Sue Storm right here on BBS Radio, Mondays at 5, and we'll see you next week with best-selling author Sonia Choquette. Have a great week, everyone.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.